Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Week 9 is over, which means we are halfway through the NFL season.
Wow.
First of all, that is absolutely crazy because I feel like we just started.
Yes.
We were just talking about preseason. It's the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. Steven Isaac here. And wow, we got a lot to talk about. Keenan Allen, CJ Stroud, some Dallas Cowboys, Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You got a list. It's going to be a packed one here.
So
let's see what we can get in. And there were some good games, some stuff that happened. Every week, it's kind of all over the place.
It is.
The injuries, I don't really want to dwell a lot on them.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of have gone over that. But another guy, Daniel Jones, out for the season, torn ACL.
Sad.
These quarterbacks that are like your main guys. Obviously, Kirk Cousins last week, their backup got hurt. It's just been a mess with the injuries.
Aaron Rodgers on the Jets.
All over the place that has been happening. Aaron Rodgers was walking out and without crutches. They're saying if the Jets make the playoffs, he can possibly be coming back. I mean, it's crazy. I was watching video of him on the sideline throwing the ball. How are you even like, it's pretty amazing.
That is the thing. Like, I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, but I can at least recognize him on that is impressive. You tear your Achilles heel and you're able to just in a few weeks.
Don't touch me.
I know. I'd be in my wheelchair just wheeling out. But
right.
The thing is at this point in time, if they do make it to the playoffs, if there is even the chance that's going to happen, which honestly, I do think they can. Like, I am secretly kind of rooting for them in my heart because I love an underdog story and they really are that for me. But if they do make it to the playoffs, I would almost not even put in Aaron Rodgers because if they have such a good chemistry that they can make it to the playoffs, then I think they might as well just stick with that rather than adding another aspect into
that. Yeah, I would disagree. If they scrape somehow into the playoffs and Aaron is able to play, that is your best chance to go further. Monday night game, the Jets got their butts kicked, but I have to say, their defense is so fun to watch.
It is.
I was sitting there watching that game just going like, their offense is awful. The offense can't move the ball. They got a great running back. They got some good receiving core.
Sauce Gardner. They got some good stuff.
But their defense, though, is off the charts.
It is.
And they are so entertaining to watch. And that's where I'm like, man, if they can actually make it to the playoffs with that defense, the offense just has to do just enough. And Aaron can come back. First of all, I have to say the Jets would be way better than they are even right now if Aaron did not. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan either, but I think
they
put a great team together this year, and then it just unfortunately that happened.
But Robert Saleh is doing a great job.
Agreed. CJ Stroud.
We got to talk about this guy
because, first of all, he had just a phenomenal game. It was a very high-scoring game. They came back.
You got 5 touchdowns. It was impressive,
to say
the least.
I'm pretty sure that was the most. Yeah, that was the highest-scoring game, not in history, just for this week. It was 37-39. They scrape out the win. But he broke a rookie record. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie quarterback. He has the single-game rookie passing record, 470 yards.
Yes.
Yeah, like
that
you said,
was
5 touchdowns. Like, what?
He was just on fire, and I was not even really expecting that out of him. Not to say, it was a surprise to me because you never really get that level of performance out of a rookie quarterback on the Texans. It was really fun to watch. And he had a really great chemistry with Noah Brown. Noah Brown got 153 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was really awesome. It gave me Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase vibes, which we'll get to in a little bit. And it was just really entertaining to watch. And I was proud of him. And going up against the Buccaneers. Now the Buccaneers aren't in the best shape right now. Baker Mayfield's actually still doing pretty well. Even though we say he's losing and he's not on top of his game, he's been jumping around teams like crazy, but he's still at an elite level to the point of wherever he's at, he's still going to play with this just level of skill. He got 265 yards, 2 touchdowns. He still did pretty well and they put up a fight, but CJ Stroud, I was blown away.
Yeah, agreed. And you just look back at the draft, everybody was going for, you know, the number one draft pick, Bryce Young, and that went to the Panthers. C.J. Stroud was number two, which is still really, really good.
Yeah.
But just in the sense that, like, you never really know what you're going to get. And you can just look over the years. I mean, Tom Brady was way down the list and all these different people. And you could look even just the last couple of years where those number one draft picks or those first even five, and they don't work out, you know. And so it's really cool to see guys think, oh, this guy's going to do really good, or this guy's going to do, you know, be the best, or he's going to be the number one. And it's also the organization, too. I think Bryce Young is better than his performance is showing right now, because the Panthers are just spiraling down and aren't that great of a team. Same thing. You know, I think the Bears are probably at some point going to move on from Justin Fields. I think he can be a better quarterback than he is. He's just in a bad environment.
100%.
But on the other side, I would say the Texans aren't that great right now. They're still rebuilding. No. They're still kind of finding themselves. And so I think when you have performances like this, and C.J. Stroud has been doing pretty good these last several weeks, that's a special talent. That there's that you can step in an organization and you can work on your skill and whatnot. But there's a special talent that he has that's going to be fun to watch. And he potentially, but it would be kind of cool. I think he can kind of be working up where we can start having those younger quarterbacks and watching kind of, you know, the Josh Allens and Joe Burrows and Patrick Mahomes, and getting some of these other guys that are kind of on elite levels. So it'll be fun to watch him as he progresses in his career.
I agree. And I think he definitely has potential, and he can get on those to the level of those names, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Speaking of Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, the Bills and the Bengals played a phenomenal game. And this was honestly probably the thing I was looking forward most to this week, is I love seeing them too, because even the announcers were saying whenever they get together, they love to put on a show. And Joe Burrow was just, I know in the start of the season, people were making comments. He just got his big deal. He wasn't really playing that well. But he's back, and he has silenced the haters. He was going off with 348 yards, two touchdowns, and him and T. Higgins were actually going off this game rather than Ja'Marr Chase. And T. Higgins got 110 yards. They were just, it was a really well-oiled machine. They were really on point, and they were doing really well. And I was so happy to see them at this level, because, like I said, at the earlier of the season, they weren't really playing at this level.
No, they weren't at all. And these are the games that I'm kind of torn on. Yeah, I was looking forward to it. Sunday Night Football, you got the Bills and you got the Bengals. It was basically everything that was hyped up to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially at the beginning, it was just touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You were like, is this going to be like 40s, 50 points? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. And it kind of halted down and became more defensive with things. Buffalo did struggle. And, you know, I wanted Buffalo to win. But then on the other hand, I'm sitting here going, I want a really good game, but I wouldn't mind if the Bengals won as well.
Yeah.
And them getting back to their core and who they are. Joe Burrow was just, wow. I think you said it great, a well-oiled machine. They were very entertaining to watch.
They were
very productive. They were on spot. It was a lot of skill that you just got on both sides of the ball. Buffalo, and I think that's what's cool. You're watching both teams with just high level of skill. Mm-hmm. And hats off to the Bengals for pulling that through. And yeah, I think it's fun watching Joe Burrow and Joe Mixon and Chase and Higgins and all these guys kind of stepping up. They're going to be a lot of fun to be watching as the season gets, you know, those tail end of those games.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be making it into the playoffs for sure. And then, yeah, just can they get over that final hump? Can they get back to a Super Bowl? Can they pull off a Super Bowl? Only time will tell, but we'll see. Keenan Allen, I know we mentioned the Jets and the Chargers game, but I wanted to point out Keenan Allen, wide receiver, Monday Night Football, and he didn't necessarily break a record, just kind of went into the record books. He's been in the season for 11 years, but he's the 54th player in NFL history to reach 10,000 receiving yards. So that was kind of cool for him.
That was really cool.
Just in the middle of the game or towards the end of the, you know, third quarter-ish and whatnot, and he catches a ball and he gets over that 10,000 yards. That's a lot of yards.
That is a lot of yards.
Right? I mean, that's like crazy, but I'm going to blow your mind here.
Okay.
Okay. 10,000. Let's just think about that. 10,000 receiving yards. That's just crazy, right?
It is crazy.
So I was looking up, and, you know, top guys that have, you know, receiving yards, and I don't even know if there's anybody that you would recognize. On Larry Fitzgerald, you know.
Oh, I know Larry Fitzgerald. Okay. Yeah.
So 17,000 yards he had.
Nice.
And when he retired, I'm trying to Randy Moss. Remember Randy Moss?
No.
You would have been young. Okay, he had 15,000. Tony Gonzalez.
I remember. Yeah, Tony Gonzalez.
Well, he's on the Thursday Night Football guys,
yes,
too. Okay, okay. He had 15,000 yards.
Nice.
Okay. I'm trying to look at. There's a lot. I mean, everybody I know, Marvin Harris, Reggie Wayne. Nobody. Julio Jones.
Oh, I remember.
Okay,
Julio
13,000.
Okay. That's good.
Jason Witten, and you wouldn't remember him either. Okay,
yeah.
But do you know who Jerry Rice is?
Yes.
Okay,
so I've heard about him.
You heard about Jerry Rice? Okay, he's well known as a 49er,
mm-hmm,
and you got Joe Montana, Steve Young, his main quarterbacks,
yeah,
and all those guys. He ends his career. Okay, he played from 1985 to like 2004, 2005 ish. His main core was kind of 85 to 2000, 22,895 yards.
That's crazy.
22,895 yards receiving. Yeah, that's right. Just yard numbers. Jerry Rice is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Of receivers.
I mean, that's not
a debate.
Even,
it's not even a debate as far as is he the best wide receiver. He's the best wide receiver.
There's not even a question on that. That's absolutely wild.
And what is that? 85 to 2005, 2004, 2005, that's 20 years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Allen's at 11 right now. So he's still got some time to be in the league.
He's got 9 years to get 10,000 yards. That's crazy.
I mean, he could technically do it if he just hit 10,000 and 11. Like think about that, though. You kind of are, the longer you're in the league,
yeah,
the harder it is. Your body starts shutting down a little bit more, mm-hmm, and whatnot. So he's going to be up there in elite receiving.
100%. I think Keenan Allen is probably one of the most underrated receivers in the league, because he's kind of quiet. He's not this just big and showy receiver, but he's reliable. And Justin Fields can always throw to him, and he gets it done. And he, like you said, he's on this record book now. He is just a really underrated receiver, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, and I think Justin Herbert is the guy that's going to help him just kind of continue to grow and to continue to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was happy again, just they didn't lose on a primetime game.
Yes.
And so as much as I wanted the Jets to kind of squeak through on that, glad that the Chargers were able to pull that through.
Mm-hmm.
And really happy for Keenan Allen, and hopefully he could be in the league. You know, he's had a lot of injuries here, on and off and whatnot. If he could stay healthy, get some more yards and whatnot. But yeah, some really, really good stuff. So,
really
what else? Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Oh,
yes. Do you got the Cowboys game?
Yep.
Wow, dude. Cowboys, Eagles, good old just smash them classic. Yeah,
this was a classic.
Yeah, I don't even know how to, like, it was just wow.
It
for
was
sure.
Wow.
And then some of the calls, and it's not even necessarily calls, it's plays. You really got to say this game is a game of inches, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that. We say that all the time. It's one play or sometimes one call. But sometimes
this was
it's
actually
just
the game.
It's just sometimes it's a toe out of bounds,
mm-hmm,
or just the knee down right before the goal line. It seems like everything bad that can happen usually goes against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And you do sometimes you feel bad. Dak Prescott playing his heart out. They're trying. It was a close game. They end up losing 28-23. But mm-hmm, two touchdowns were just, they missed it by that much.
Yes, that is true. And like, here's the thing. I'm not a huge Cowboys fan. I'm not really on the Dak Prescott bandwagon, but I can agree with you on that level. He does play with he carries himself really well, and they always do get this just little like fluke accident against them, which is uncommon, because a lot of the times, whether it be like the Chiefs or the Patriots or the Buccaneers, it'll be like the accident that goes for them and just constantly is like the call for them, and that can get annoying. But it is sad when you see just every little thing go wrong. And it's kind of disheartening. I'm kind of happy the Eagles won, though. I think Jalen Hurts did pretty well. A.J. Brown was incredible. But I feel bad for the Dallas Cowboys.
CeeDee Lamb, dude, 191 receiving yards.
Yeah, he
just went off.
He did go off.
Dak Prescott had three touchdowns. What was 374
cool yards.
Is it wasn't a blowout either way.
Exactly.
And to me, those are just the best games. Like we were saying with Buffalo and the Bengals. Like, right, when they got these just two teams going at it, these classic teams going at it, and it wasn't just the Eagles coming in and walking all over the Cowboys, or vice versa. I don't know that that necessarily would happen, Cowboys exactly. walking all over the Eagles. But I liked that it was just a close game and just kind of a battle to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, but just look up some of those highlights or some of those pictures.
Yes.
And they're kind of even all over the place right now because it really is the definition of it's a game of inches. It's just you get that much more and everything changes. Mm-hmm. Or you just one play goes differently. And you could do that with a lot of things. You can break down almost every game and say, well, if this guy would have caught the ball, everything changes.
Yeah.
If this would have happened, or, you know, you could always do that.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just really just so clear of, like, your toe was just out of bounds and it would have been a touchdown. Or the nose of the ball is just right by the goal line and your knee was just down and it's just that close.
Mm-hmm.
And those got to be hard losses sometimes.
They do.
For the people that lose. But it makes it really entertaining for us, and obviously for your Eagles fans, you're really happy that it didn't go the Cowboys' way.
Yeah, honestly. See, that's the hardest thing, though, is when these kind of games where they're just like these fluke things, the hardest part, in my opinion, is they're not really things you can change. They're not really things you can go and practice and just like redo and just learn a different way. Yes, there's little things you can do here and there, but ultimately it's up to chance. Like, it's really just kind of an accident, honestly.
Yeah, and it's part of life.
Yep.
How it goes. And yeah, I mean, there's certain things that you can work on. You know, I think that one of the routes that the receiver ran, I would have liked him to be a little bit past that goal line. He had to come back for the ball a little bit. So, like, just little things you could work on there. Dak mm-hmm. Prescott scrambling. Right. Again, like, it's just a fluke in a sense that his toe, you know, got touched out of bounds. And you could be like, oh, great eagle eye by the referees. But all that gets reviewed anyway. Like,
exactly.
Whether he scores the, you know, if he scores the touchdown, that all does. So those, there are things that happened in the game and everything was called correctly. But those, it makes it hard for the team that loses. And the team that wins is definitely enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
We did wake up super early to watch the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
Yes.
Germany. There's actually another Germany game this week.
Yeah, there is. Actually.
Yeah, that'll be actually pretty good as well. But this was, I was looking forward to this. You got Tyreek Hill coming back into Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Well, him and Andy Reid had a thing together.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
It was great. If you're able to look that up, it was a lot of fun. He kind of like surprised Andy Reid and then they kind of talked a little bit, which was great. But this was, I was expecting it to be a little bit higher scoring
mm-hmm.
because you had some really high power offenses on both sides of the ball. And there was a lot of defense. And
there was a lot of defense.
It was actually kind of the Chiefs' defense, really, really good. And they kind of held the Dolphins in check. They really, really held Tyreek Hill. Like, he really struggled. Didn't have
he
a
did,
lot.
Yeah.
It was definitely Andy Reid had a game plan for Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell he was a little bit frustrated. But it was a really good game.
It was a really good game. It was really entertaining. Like you said, I wish it was a little bit more high scoring, but the defense was just great on all sides, and the Chiefs defense really did shut down Tyreek. You didn't see him just kind of blowing up like he usually does. Tua still played great, but he was getting very shut down by the defense because Andy Reid, he knows what Tyreek is like, and he's able to just kind of adapt to that.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you look at it, Tua only had one touchdown, under 200 yards. Mahomes, mm-hmm. under 200 yards, only two touchdowns. You kind of went in expecting a little bit more from both of these teams and both offenses.
Yes.
And it really was defensive side of the ball on both teams.
Yeah.
And I mean, the fact that the Chiefs only scored 21 points and just the Dolphins, you know, the two touchdowns, but it was a lot of fun and it was mm-hmm. really good to see just both of them kind of going at it and whatnot. But yeah, Tyreek Hill only 62 yards. And you can't say like, oh, well, if Tyreek has more, you're going to win. The whole team struggled, you know,
mm-hmm.
There's how many games that, you know, one guy falls short, or maybe Tyreek is going to totally be taken out of the game, double teamed. Well, your other guy's got to step up as well.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessarily the other guys not stepping up. I think there was a lot of pressure on Tua. The Chiefs defense really had a good game plan to kind of slow down the Dolphins. My concern with the Dolphins, though, is they keep playing these high-level teams, and they're coming up short.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your wins are these okay teams. You're like, okay, exactly. Well, we kind of expected you to win. Anything can happen, but so are the Dolphins as good as everybody thinks that they are? I don't know right
exactly.
Now. Like, I feel like halfway through the season, we're still kind of like
figuring
them
out.
Who are the Dolphins? Like, if you can come in and you can play these high level teams and you can pull through. So, this beginning of the season, yeah, when you're the Bears and you're the teams that are, you know, two in, you know, you only won two games or you only won three games, you're not making the playoffs. Kind of the second half of the season is you're fighting for jobs and you're gelling as a team and you're getting better and developing your skills and things like that. But I think that these teams that are doing well right now, this second half of the season really is going to define your identity and who you are, and can you be stepping up and winning these big games to get into those playoffs?
Because 100%.
You could just scrape through, maybe have a good record, but then you're going to get, like, towards the end of the season, then you're going to get into that first round of the playoffs, and everybody that's getting into the playoffs, obviously those are the best of the best for that year, and you're going to get your butt kicked if you are not really, you haven't defined who you really are, and can you step up in these big games and win? So we'll see.
We will see. And I'm very excited to see this next half of the year. We've seen just little things from players and teams, but they've been really just stepping up, and I'm really excited to see what's going to happen. So the one upcoming game this week that I'm looking forward to is going to be the Texans and the Bengals game. After seeing C.J. Stroud this week, I am just all over the Texans, and Joe Burrow played at an elite level. I'm excited to see them clash, hopefully a high-powered offensive game.
Yeah, I think that great job pointing that out, because, yeah, usually you see that, I'm like, the Texans, but you got to keep remembering, no, hey, C.J. Stroud, we talked about him, obviously, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Can he kind of just continue and make this a fun, entertaining game? So, yeah, that's definitely going to be a highlight one for me as well. Thursday night could be a complete, like, fall asleep. It's the Panthers and the Bears. Thursday night, primetime game.
See the thing, yeah.
But it could be a really good, just epic football game.
Because they're both at the same level.
Right. So it could just be a really, like, good, just NFL football
game. Watch it be like a 50-plus point game. It could be that.
It really could just be a lot of fun to watch. And so, I don't know. We'll see.
We will see.
And, well, we'll talk about it. And just, you know, hopefully it's not as pathetic as some people are saying it could be.
So, yep.
Anyway, like us wherever you get your podcast, follow us, send us an email anytime, tabergridiron@gmail.com, and we'll talk next week, dive into things, and
yeah,
Isaac, we'll tackle it again.
See ya.